We've been exploring some of the talk and different accents and phrases in parts of Northern Ireland. You can travel only 20 or 30 miles in this part of the world and find a different accent and vocabulary. But the majority of people in the north of Ireland live in or around Belfast, where we do have a unique turn of phrase. It's more the way we string things together that confuses strangers. For instance, we'll often repeat a conversation by saying, says he or says I. So you'll get a sentence like, says he to me, is that you? Says I who? Says he you? Says I me? Says he I? Says I no one walked on. Or you might hear someone complaining, you three are a pair if ever there was one. Last night you came home this morning, and if you come home tomorrow morning the night, you can find somewhere else to stay if you want to live here. If you break that down into separate phrases, it actually makes a bit of sense. Sailor Town was actually the old name for the area of Belfast around the docks. Belfast has changed quite a lot over the last number of years. Now you'll find lots of immigrants around the city centre, playing Romanian or Armenian music as likely as not. But way back before the Troubles, Belfast was a place where you'd find all sorts of unusual characters. Back in the 20s and 30s, there was a guy named Buck Alec, a violent man, a boxer and a wrestler, who got involved in a lot of dubious actions and spent some time in jail. He kept lions, which he may have acquired from a circus which camped behind his house, and was often seen walking around Belfast with a lion on a rope. Apparently he was told by a court that he had to have the lion's teeth removed if he was going to walk around with them. The lions were often fed on stray cats or dogs, and the story is told of two men who had just robbed a house one evening and were stopped by a policeman who asked what they were carrying in the bag they had with them. Quick as a flash, one of them replied that it was only stray cats they were taking for Buck Alec's lions. The policeman allowed them to carry on. Buck Alec lived in Chicago for a while, and his name is even connected with Al Capone. But things apparently got too hot for him there, and he hastened back to the Isle of Sod.